from World Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation, it's Harvest Time!
Harvest Time! Harvest Time!
Great privilege to greet you today in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Harvest Time is a very special service, and we are blessed today to be guests of the Texas Bible College in the city of Houston, Texas, the United States of America. We thank President J.R. Enzi and the staff and faculty, as well as the student body of Texas Bible College, for being a part of today's very special service. In a few moments, our Harvest Time minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan, will bring a wonderful message entitled, We Never Saw It on This Fashion. Why not telephone a friend and ask your friend to tune to Harvest Time today? I assure you, you will be blessed by the singing of the Texas Bible College Choir and Ensemble under the direction of Eddie Sermon, and you will also be blessed by the preaching of the Word of the Lord. You will be happy to be a part of this apostolic atmosphere, and we thank God for the privilege that we have to share this day with you. We are very anxious to tell you also that there are some very special people who are a part of this service today. Pastor James Kilgore from here in the city of Houston, who is also a member of Harvest Gold International, as is B.H. McCoy, our Harvest Time commissioner for this area of the world, the Texas director. Brother W.E. Shiflett is here, and we are pleased that you are here, a wonderful and enthusiastic group of students and faculty members and guests who are a part of the service today from the chapel of Texas Bible College. And now Eddie Sermon directs the choir of Texas Bible College, and they are going to sing for you at this time, God is going to finish just what He started.
God is going to finish just what He started.
God is gonna finish what He started in you.
He will make
absolutely biblical. God is definitely going to finish what he started, and you would never have to doubt that in any way. May I tell you, we have something very wonderful for you. I believe that every home of every person who hears Harvest Time today will be greatly blessed by the tapes that have recently been released from Harvest Time by our Harvest Time speaker and his wife, Brother and Sister Nathaniel A. Urshan. Two tapes. One is called Somebody Touched Me, and it features a song by that name that's been sung virtually around the world by the Urshans, together with a wonderful selection of songs they have sung through the years that are a great blessing to many, many people. The other tape is entitled Just Jean, and it's with love from Sister Urshan. And she sings again wonderful favorite songs that bless everyone's heart. Now, when you make a contribution to the ministry of Harvest Time, be assured that this contribution is for the work of the Lord. Definitely, we are eager to reach more people with this truth. Our goal for 1993 is that the Lord will help us through Harvest Time to reach every listening ear. That would be God's plan. For Jesus Christ came into the world to bring salvation to everyone. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri 63166, USA. Both our speakers, Brother Nathaniel A. Urshan and C.M. Becton, will be looking forward to hearing from you. It makes us very grateful when you write to tell us that the ministry of Harvest Time is a blessing, an inspiration, and a revelation to your life. The song, Peace in the Midst of the Storm, is sung for us at this time by the Texas Bible College Ensemble under the direction of Eddie Sermon. This song was written, and the soloist today is Tracy Floyce. May the Lord bless you as you hear the song, Peace in the Storm.
Oh,
true it is we can find peace in the midst of the storm only in Jesus Christ. How thankful we are that we can give you that wonderful assurance as you hear Harvest Time today. May we express to you our invitation to attend the United Pentecostal Church near you. At the close of today's Harvest Time service, you will hear an announcement with regard to the churches that sponsor this service. And we would like for you to call the pastor, your local United Pentecostal pastor. Get acquainted with him. These are people who believe in God answering prayer. If you have needs in your life, contact your local United Pentecostal pastor. Let us know that you've attended the United Pentecostal Church as a result of today's Harvest Time service. And also, when you write to us this week, include your prayer requests. Around the world, there are people who are a part of the Harvest Time prayer bands, and daily they take your prayer requests to the throne of grace. Not only do we receive prayer requests, but we receive wonderful answers to prayer, because our God is a God who answers prayer. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. And now with this message entitled, "We Never Saw It on This Fashion," your Harvest Time radio minister, Nathaniel A. Urshan. God bless you, Brother Urshan.
Recently, I received a letter from a lady attorney who wanted to know if she came to one of our churches, would she get some help in the matter of faith. She said she went to a church where they added doubts to the doubts she already had. So she asked the question, when I hear your preachers preach, will they preach on the second coming of Jesus Christ? Will they preach about the power of God? Will they preach about the blood of Jesus Christ that sanctifies the soul? And of course, in her letter, she began to describe her church. And this is what she wrote. "My church, there's no challenge, no hope, no life, no feeling. It's dead, it's dry, drab, defeated, dejected, dehydrated, deficient, deteriorated, disillusioning, discouraging, discomforting, disorganized, disheveled, devastated, defeated Christianity." Well, when you get a letter like that, you understand that we take this good book and we find that in this book there are many wonderful things that the Lord can do. I read to you from the second chapter of the book of Mark an incident in the life of the Lord. He had just healed a man who had been let down through the ceiling of the house. They had broken up the roof and let him down into the presence of Jesus Christ. And then the Lord Jesus did something very unique. He said to this man, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." And there were people that were looking on, religious people. And they just thought in their hearts, only God can forgive sins. Even people in their critical thinking tell the truth, even though they don't know it. And so he said to them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion." Now, when you recognize what can happen through the mighty manifestation of the power of God, it will bring amazement to the human intellect, because the human intellect has a very difficult time understanding the great miraculous power of God. And Jesus said to the man, "Thy sins be forgiven." It shocked the sterile, unproductive religious crowd. They thought in their hearts, only God can forgive sins. But two very beautiful thoughts are brought to our attention when Jesus, first of all, and most of all, and most important of all, is the matter of forgiveness of sins. He did not look upon the man in his sick condition. He did not give heed to his physical condition in the beginning, because there's a bigger need than physical needs. There is the need of the salvation of the soul. There's a need for the transformation of the spiritual man. So he told the man, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And of course, the criticism came from that. However, just to prove that our Lord, our God, our miracle-working God can bring things to pass and cause people to be amazed and say, "We never saw it in this fashion," he turned around to that sick man and said, "Take up thy bed and walk," which is easier for the Son of Man to say. Well, our God can do anything. But first and foremost, he came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And the message of the church to the whole world today is not to preach to them the healing of the body. Now mark it well. Many people come to churches that are miracle-believing churches where God does perform some beautiful things. They come only for the excitement of the miracle, or they come only for the needs that they have physically. They apparently have no intention of following up into a spiritual life. But how ungrateful. If you are wonderfully healed by the hand of God, why wouldn't you serve a God that could heal you? But it is true of humanity, and we have seen it numerous times. If you recall, 10 lepers came to him, and when he had healed them all, only one stayed to give thanks to him because of his healing. So you see, when the Lord meets with you and you meet with him, his main objective is to see that your sins are forgiven. And if you want to talk it in this fashion, talk it in this fashion. There are side benefits. After your sins are forgiven, you have that great opportunity of asking him for the healing of your body. You have that great opportunity of asking him to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. There is so much to this Jesus that when we come in contact with him, we find so many remarkable things that we are awed and amazed at what he can do. I wish I could catch the heart of every listener today and let you know that Jesus I serve can do anything he wants to do if you will come in faith believing and call upon his mighty name. Now notice, another time they come with a woman, cast her into the midst of Jesus, into his presence, and they said, "This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Moses said that she should be stoned. What sayest thou?" I'm always amazed at this verse because I wonder where the old boy was. If she was caught in the act of adultery, someone was with her. Why didn't they bring the other culprit? But you see, it was a setup. They were trying to test Jesus. But you know what they did not know? They did not realize they were standing in the presence of the one who wrote the law. And when they said, "Moses said that she should be stoned," he just stooped down and began to write in the sand. And as he wrote in the sand, he stood up, and then he asked the question, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone." But of course, nobody casted any stones. So he wrote down, and he stooped down and began to write again in the sands. with his finger. Now note, in the beginning when he wrote with his finger, he wrote in tablets of stone. When he wrote with his finger in tables of stone, the people who received it, especially Moses, went right out and threw the stone down on the ground and broke it. It was a prophetic incident that would tell us that the law would be broken. The Lord called him right back up into the mount and gave him the commandments again, and it tells us he wrote with his finger in the stone. Now he's writing in the sands. You can break stone, but sand drifts, and sand is blown away by the wind. I wish I knew what he wrote in the sands of time. But you can't go back there and find out what he wrote, because the elements have destroyed the evidence. I think he wrote about some of those men who were accusing her, some of their misdeeds. That's why when he got up the second time, he looked and everybody had departed. And he said to the woman, "Doth no man accuse thee?" She said, "No man." And then he said, and this is such a beautiful thing, "Go and sin no more." They had never seen it in that fashion. But when you and I look at what the Lord can do, it's out of the realm of the human and into the realm of the miraculous. Let me point out something else to you that I think is so very beautiful. And it recalls to us the greatness and the power of our Lord. When he died on the cross, Matthew 27 makes this report. The rocks were rent. The earth quaked. Graves opened. The sky went dark for 3 hours. The veil was rent. Never in the history of capital punishment in Rome, or the capital punishment of pinning thieves on crosses, did this ever happen. They had made many people die for their wickedness, but never did the sky lower its head. Never did the rocks rend. Never did the earth quake. Never did the veil rend from the top to the bottom. But because of who was hanging on that cross, because he was the Prince of Glory, because he was the creator of the world, the elements recognized who he was. So when he wrote in sand, he wrote so that we could never remember the sins of the people that had committed them. He is not here to condemn the world. He is here to save the world. And if you're listening to our broadcast today, wherever you are, he came to save you. Don't come to us for some special need that you have, something like healing or some money or finance. That's incidental. What you need is soul transformation. What you need is deliverance from the power of bondage. What you need today is the great power that makes new creatures in Christ Jesus. We never have seen it on this fashion when the sky went dark and the rocks rent and the earth quaked. Even a soldier of Rome made the statement, "Truly, this was the Son of God." He had never seen anything like that in his lifetime. When you come to Jesus, you can expect great things to happen. When you come to an apostolic Holy Ghost, Jesus' name, Church of the Living God, you're coming into a miracle station. You're coming into a soul-filling station. You're coming to a soul-delivering station. You're going to hear a man preach about what the Lord can do. He's not going to tell you about what he can't do. He's going to tell you what he can do. And we can tell you that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we are not preaching to you a gospel of despair. We're preaching to you a gospel of power that saves to the uttermost.
Harvest time.
Harvest time.
Harvest time.
Harvest time.
The minister of Harvest Time has brought you a Bible message with a clear and certain sound. A printed copy of today's outstanding gospel message is available to you if you will request it when you write to us at Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would be extremely pleased to hear from you this week and to know that you are attending the United Pentecostal Church near you. You'll love the atmosphere of this truth-proclaiming center in your area. Now, in behalf of our General Superintendent, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and the people of the United Pentecostal Church International, this is Hugh Rose saying, God bless you. It was great to be with you today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you next week.